When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. By the way, today would be a good day to do that. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And as I'm looking over my shoulder and out the window, I can tell you that at the moment it is a dry day here in the Pacific Northwest. It was beautiful and sunny up in my neighborhood, and as I pulled into the city here down the station area, it's clouded up, and it's supposed to rain today, but I still see some blue sky out there. And we have blue sky in the studio. One little patch of blue sky, of course, would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. How's it going today?
Good. Well, it was beautiful and sunny in my neighborhood. It's darker down here, and I believe I did hear you tell us on the air that it's supposed to rain.
It is. Towards the end of the day, we may have a kind of a mixed bag on Monday, and then it'll get nice again.
But I heard thunder. And
yeah, we could. There's always a chance for isolated thunderstorms when you've got cold air moving on top of hot air. It's the way it works.
Well,
we can just
sense.
Be grateful we don't live in the Southeast where they have the same conditions, but at a magnitude, an order of 10 in the big storms.
Yeah, we're glad that we're not back east because of all of that. We're glad that we're not in the San Diego area and the fires and all of that. We really are very blessed.
Although today is an anniversary. It's like 34 years? May 18th. This little mountain called
Mount St. Helens. Yeah. There are a lot of people talking about that over this weekend. And
we do that every year.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works, isn't it?
Such a monumental event.
It really was. Do you remember where you were?
Oh, absolutely. I was working in television at the time and decided I would record all of the news coverage. And, of course, there was buku news coverage. So recorded it all, saved it all, made my own best of, worst of Mount St. Helens tapes, and over the years, misplaced them and they're gone. It was
really?
Too bad. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. They were yesterday. I must have. Gosh, I don't know what I was listening to, but I remember they were playing tapes of reporters that were in the area of Mount St. Helens when it blew up and describing what went on right around, at the time, right after the explosion and so forth.
It was quite a deal. It was a major thing.
I was in Laurelhurst at my parents' house when it blew. And I can remember us all running outside to see if we could see, the ash and waiting for the ash.
It was a nice Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It was nice and clear out, sunny. What could possibly go wrong?
right. But I remember standing out there, and waiting for the ash and so forth. Now, it kind of, I think everything got a little bit of a dusting, but most of it went to eastern Washington.
Right, east and south.
East and south. And we didn't get much.
Yep. I was living in North Bend at the time, so we got just a little bit of a dust.
Yeah.
It was barely noticeable, but there wasn't. You could see it on the windshield of the cars, but very little, and that's all there was.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, can you say, you don't want to say happy anniversary.
No, no, but following,
what do you say?
Following the horrific landslide recently, it's nice to put things in perspective. Mm-hmm. We're not in charge. Mother Nature is. We're just a guest.
Well, that's
be
true.
Be nice.
That's true.
Don't destroy the
world. Although there are those that believe and say that mass consciousness and what we think and how we behave and all of that does affect weather patterns. So, no, I know you're
I'm a scientist
that.
By
I know,
nature.
I know, you're a left-brain scientist.
And I would argue that.
But
whatever. There's probably some balance of both.
Yeah. Because I have an example of that, actually. And a very recent example. And then I was going to kind of slide in because when the anniversary came up, because we've got a one-day anniversary going on today. They didn't even know about it. So I got to finish setting the table, though, before I can even go there, because Animal World call screener Kathy is here in her mood studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to see you, too. And you have your bright light on, so you're nice and shiny. And then rounding out the table here in the studio with me after kind of a long hiatus. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even think of how long it's actually been. But we welcome back to Animal World one of our regular guests over the years, Lola Michelin, founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be back.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
And then wouldn't you know, Mike had to go adjust something in the other studio, but there he is. So what I was saying is that we have a one-day anniversary. And my example of how we are kind of connected to the weather and so forth is that I don't know if you all were wondering why it didn't rain like crazy yesterday like it was supposed to. In fact, I even saw the radar, projected radar Friday night for Saturday, and the whole area was supposed to be covered with rain. But you celebrated something very special yesterday.
Not yesterday, but a week
oh,
before.
Oh, it was the week before.
But also supposed to be a rainy day.
Yeah.
But yes, Mother Nature loves brides, so she gifted us with a sunny day on our wedding instead of the
expected rain.
Yeah,
so you got married.
Rain.
Woohoo! So it's a one-week anniversary, not a one-day.
It is,
But you're right. It was supposed to be really crummy.
Well, and I think we can say that general consciousness affects weather patterns, or we wouldn't be talking about climate change in most of our conversations these days. You know, that general consciousness not being present and recognizing.
Well, and many would say that, of course, you know, like I said, Mike would argue with that.
But, and I would point out that it was 77 degrees in Kodiak, Alaska.
I heard that
today,
a record high.
It has never been 77 degrees. So climate change is, in fact, something that we must deal with.
In charge.
Yeah. Well, you know, the climate change, I mean, you just, well, I guess if you're a very conservative Republican, you can deny. I mean, I don't know that maybe, I don't know. Are they still denying that climate change is actually happening? I think they're just denying that humans have any, human behavior has anything to do with it. But it's kind of hard to say.
They only bring it up when we have the horrible winter weather. Then they go, global warming? What global warming?
Yeah.
But it's not global warming. It's climate change.
It's climate change.
And it's so easy to see.
And it's kind of interesting how the terminology has changed.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember there being a big move in anybody actually saying, well, let's change what we call it because that'll make it more realistic to people, because all of a sudden it wasn't global warming anymore, it's climate change.
Right.
Which really is more accurate, I think,
absolutely.
Accurate description, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because it's not just global warming.
No. And you're right, I heard on the news on the way down that there was a record high in Alaska yesterday. And that was, what, 77, you said?
In Kodiak. And I've been to Kodiak a lot. I've spent a lot of time there. And it never gets above 75. In fact, I can only remember once it being 70. And for this time of year, it's a stormy time of year. Kodiak Island's one of the largest islands in the country. Mm-hmm. It's right out in the Gulf of Alaska. Weather just blasts through there on a regular basis. And it's crappy more than it's nice. But when it is nice, it's gorgeous.
So this was a big deal to be 77.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday. People were going crazy for sure.
And you said this is an all-time record. It's never been.
Yep.
Well, of course, there's global warming. What's, climate change? What's that? Huh. Well, I'm not one of the ones that needs to be convinced.
Not me either.
I happen to believe that the climate is, in fact, changing. Mm-hmm. And whether or not human behavior has anything to do with it specifically, we need to change our human behavior related to how we do all kinds of things if we are going to learn and grow and
keep our animals safe.
Keep our animals and our earth safe. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. Lola is here because we are going to be talking about our animal friends and massage for our animal friends, because that's what the Northwest School of Animal Massage is all about.
That's indeed.
And it's kind of a newlywed in the studio. And we've already determined that you did not go off on a honeymoon but you are going to do an extended trip, because with all the campuses that you have with the Northwest School of Animal Massage, you aren't just Northwest School anymore. You're like
That's
all
right.
over the world.
Coast to coast and off coast.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Because are you still in Japan? And
Well, we added Mexico last
year.
And so we're going to Hawaii, and we're in New Jersey this year. We're going to have classes in Florida later in the year, back and forth between here and Oregon. So Vashon, the Vashon Island campus is our primary campus. It's where we hold most of our classes, but we are out there in almost 15 locations.
That's amazing how much you've grown. And but the honeymoon is going to happen when later in the year, you're going off to teach, and you'll just do an extended trip in some magnificent part of the planet.
This time of year, there's no better place to be than the Pacific Northwest. So we're not leaving before, October, November, when it starts to get a little more glum around here. And then we'll head for warmer climes, hopefully back to Mexico again this year, and definitely Hawaii, which Kauai Humane Society has become one of our best and favorite locations to teach classes. So we'll be going back there again.
Oh, how fun is that? Yeah. Well, we're gonna hear all about the Northwest School of Animal Massage, how Lola has incredibly touched the world of educating massage therapists for animals, and how easy you've made it with the distance healing, and now 15 campuses around the world and all this stuff. So we will get into all of those details and how it all works, and there's all kinds of cool events and educational stuff coming up.
Yeah.
And we'll cruise through all of that as the show progresses. And we are going to focus on that specifically for the first 2 hours of the show today, because we're gonna send Lola out of here at 11 o'clock so she can catch a ferry to get back to Vashon for... You've got some kind of community meeting or something. So
yeah, we've got the town hall meeting this
afternoon. Town hall meeting this afternoon. We can't keep her away from
that's
that.
Right.
So what that means is we're kind of do the show in reverse. Usually, we chit-chat and we're kind of doing that anyway. But work our way through follow-up and animals in the news. And, there's a recall, a pet food recall in the news this week. And of course, we like to get current events in at some point. But I will just let you know that all of that is going to happen in the third hour of the show today. So we will do current events. We will do the recall. We will do follow up and animals in the news. All of that in the third hour of today's show. And let's see, what else do I want to tell you about, though, before we get serious? That is, of course, Kathy is here, and she's sitting in the call screening chair today. But I want to let you know, if you haven't heard, we do have an opening for volunteer call screener here on Animal World. And that hasn't happened for a while, and that's because one of our call screeners, Aji, has stepped away from the telephones. And so we are entertaining having some new blood in the studio. So if you've always wanted to get behind the scenes of radio, if you'd like to be part of the Animal World family, and of course, we can be real flexible with how many Sundays a month you do come in and work for us and all that sort of thing. But anyway, we would love to have you. So if you are interested in being a volunteer call screener for Animal World, I would love you to contact me. And you can do that by sending an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can simply call me at my home office. You'll have to leave me a message now because I'm not there. I'm here. But the phone number to call is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258 if you are interested in being a volunteer call screener for Animal World. Animal World Live at hotmail.com. I also want to say today, I am delighted to tell you that we are welcoming a new Animal World advertiser. So a new member of the Animal World family, and you'll hear her ad play for the first time, I think, in the third hour. And it's kind of, there's all kinds of great news with this because we've got more news. And Loli, because you haven't been here. So
no.
And one of the reasons I think we've been remiss in having you come in, other than the fact that, you know, when you're over on Vashon, it's kind of,
it's a world
different
away.
World. It is. It's almost like a world away. If you're not a regular traveler
back in time.
To the islands. I mean, I get to Kamino Island because you can drive there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been a while since I've been over to Vashon. I do have to put that on my agenda.
Yes,
though.
You do. It's only 18 minutes away.
Well, I used to, when I would go over to Pandora's Box and Abyssinian breeders.
Absolutely.
And stuff over there.
Gosh, they have some beautiful, beautiful cats.
Yeah, they do. At any rate, for quite a while, I was taking the third Sunday of the month off.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Kim, Kim Miller, Animal Intuitive,
right.
were hosting the show for me. So then, when we always have the Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show at the end of the month, so it kind of compressed the amount of programming that we're doing, and there's been so much to do. At any rate, Kevin and Kim got so busy that they've stepped away from the microphone.
Okay, back.
So that's why we're here. And that's what I should say. Hey, if you tuned in, it is the third Sunday of the month, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
And so if you tuned in expecting to hear Kevin and Kim, surprise, Martha's back on the third Sunday because Kevin and Kim have retired. If you want to hear their last farewell show, the third Sunday of last month, and you can do that in the Animal World Archives at MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Audio Archives on the bottom of the homepage. And
that
listen.
Must have been fun having a little bit of a breather for a while.
It was. And actually, I got very spoiled, and mm-hmm. I still would like to go to Temple once a month. So,
So
the new plan is, because Kathy, call screener, just happens to have graduated from radio school recently. And so Kathy is going to take over the last Sunday of the month.
Okay.
Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And she's commandeered a gal that became a friend who was doing a show right after Animal World for a while, Christy Legale, who did a show called Living Humane.
Oh.
So right up her alley and talking to rescues and sanctuaries and shelters and doing things that are, green and helpful to animals and the planet, all that sort of stuff. So instead of being the K&K, Kevin and Kim show once a month, we're now going to have the C&C, Kathy and Christy show.
And
it would appear that all the stars are aligned and they're going to do their first Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show next Sunday.
Wow.
So we're gearing up
for
all of that. And they will talk to all of our regulars, but they've got some special things planned. So we will chat with Kathy about, what she and Christy have got up their sleeves for next Sunday's show. We'll do that in the third hour as well.
Exciting.
So you'll have to hang around to find out what Kathy and Christy have got planned for next Sunday. And therefore, we're here on the third Sunday, and I'm just delighted to have Lola back. Now, I don't know if we were doing this when you were here before or not, but at some point in the last few years, I have started or brought St. Francis more present into the show because he does guide my work with the animals and has for many, many years. And And it is Sunday after all.
That's right.
And since I can't be at the temple every Sunday, I figured, well, just bring the temple here. So we become official with a couple of St. Francis prayers, one for our animals and a longer one for us humans. We need a little more
Because we need more.
Yeah, we need a little more. Okay, so let's do that. Then we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then it's all about the Northwest School of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin next. So we will start with St. Francis prayer for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our animal companions safe and healthy. Mm-hmm. And now, Saint Francis's peace prayer for us humans. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
We are now official.
Yay. That's my father's favorite prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then speaking of where there is like injury, pardon, and all of that stuff, well, one of the best ways to help and heal and serve our animal friends is through the world of massage.
Absolutely.
And it has grown exponentially since Lola's been in charge. You won't believe all the kind of stuff that they do, and I can't wait to get caught up on all the cool stuff that goes on. So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So it's important to listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, because Animal World continues with Lola Michelin and the Northwest School of Animal Massage straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@westarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 110022. And WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Meet with Jana in person at East West Bookshop, where she is available for private intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, and you're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. For that, I say thank you. And it's still a nice Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. And Mike is here. Kathy's here. Lola Michelin is here from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. And wouldn't you know it, I'm just so excited to have her here. And I'm chatting right away. And you know me. I mean, I go off on these tangents. And I started to give a big, huge Animal World welcome to our new advertiser. And then I got off on a tangent because it is related, but I didn't roll back around until the middle of the break. So anyway, I'm rolling it back
here
around.
Here we are.
And now we are going to welcome our brand new advertiser to the Animal World family of advertisers, and that would be Darcy Pariso. Now she is. Yay! Woohoo! Hey, hey, that's. Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Anyway, so we welcome Darcy Pariso, and you guys, you're going to love this. Because she's an animal communicator.
Hooray!
And she's really good. Because, you know, I tell you, I am do my best to follow my intuitive guidance. And when Kevin and Kim stepped away from the microphones, you know, Kim has been a regular part of Animal World doing, once a month so that you guys could call in and she could talk to your animal friends. And prior to doing that, she did the show every few months.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Well, when I still wanted a Sunday off, and here I go on that tangent, you wrote me back in.
we'll keep you
That's when my guidance said, okay, it's Kathy's turn to shine, so Kathy can do the show now, but have her do the last show. And then it was like, well, okay, what a communicator.
Yeah.
And that's when it's Darcy's turn to shine.
Nice.
So I had already met Darcy, and she actually had commissioned me to be a mentor for her and her business and all of that. Anyway, she She's just a delightful soul. You'll hear her ad run for the first time in the third hour of today's show. And I have invited her to step into the position of Animal World Animal Communicator.
Oh,
and I've got so much programming to do and to catch up on, though. I didn't have an open Sunday to plug her in until July, but I believe it's the second Sunday of July. Mm. Darcy will be in the studio, and it will be open phone lines. You get to call in, and she can talk to your animal friends. And she's like the other communicators. You know, there's no issue with distance or whether they're in body or off the planet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. here or on the other
past,
side.
Present, future.
Yep, she can do it. So I'm just delighted, and I know you'll all be excited, too, that Darcy will be joining the family, and will do her first show with us second Sunday of July. So how cool is that?
Yeah, welcome.
All right. So that's taken care of. Now we can focus on our subject for the day, which is Lola Michelin is here in the studio. And boy, I'd like to be able to say Lola founded, you know, and began the Northwest School of Animal Massage. But, you know, it's been so long. I mean, it seems I don't know how. So let's for all of those that are listening that haven't ever heard any of the shows we've done before or don't know about you in the yeah. Northwest School of Animal Massage, let's go back
history.
And let's do a little history. So tell us about you and when and how this all got started.
Great. Well, I founded the Northwest School of Animal Massage in 2001, and that was after I'd been already in private practice for a little over 20 years. And it was at the urging of friends and some people who were serving as apprenticeships under me at the time. And we decided, well, we'll try it, give it a try. And we just, the first year, it was just two very short classes for current licensed massage practitioners. And I never envisioned it being anything more than a continuing education opportunity for Washington State residents.
But, and you say you had been in private practice mm-hmm. for 20 years. Now, were you private practicing on animals or practicing on humans?
No, I started with horses.
You started
back on the
horses.
East Coast
okay.
and did that for a number of years. Kind of a departure. I was pursuing a veterinarian degree at Michigan State University and got turned on to the animal massage when I was introduced to Jack Marr, who was my mentor for a number of years, and just kind of never looked back. Thought, well, I'll take a summer off, take a quarter off from school and try this out. And that was the end of that.
Found your passion.
yeah. So worked up and down the East Coast for a number of years before relocating out.
And that was
the
primarily
West.
With horses?
It was, yep. Okay. I didn't go back and study human massage until I moved to Seattle. So in the interim, I had traveled up and down the East Coast with the horse show circuit and also done some time overseas, lived in New Zealand for a couple of years doing work there. And when I returned, moved out here to Seattle, and that's when I decided I had primarily been doing a racetrack practice. And when I started working more with hunter jumpers and dressage horses, I realized the human was such a big component in that relationship that I went back and studied human massage as well. So I could
okay.
add that to the
I
picture.
Because I thought you were both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, and then, as I said, as my practice here grew, a couple of people approached me about studying under me. And so I was having them apprentice. And then they urged me to start the school. So certainly
and
never
imagined. Were you the first school to begin? Or were there
others? No, there were others.
Schools around?
I am very fortunate to have some good guides in the past. Jack Marr being one of them. He had a school prior to his passing down in Florida. Deborah Ann Patillo, owner of Equinology, still a very strong presence in the animal massage industry. So I had some really good models to follow.
But there wasn't anything going on in our area.
No, there wasn't. We were the first.
That's why you were being asked to teach.
Yeah, we were definitely the first school in Washington, in the Pacific Northwest. And it was primarily in a response to some legislative changes that were afoot. So, you know, in some states, animal massage is restricted to veterinarian practice only. And in most states, it's not regulated at all. And Washington was kind of looking down the barrel of that gun. We were in a position where massage was going to be incorporated into the vet practice law, which would have eliminated the opportunity for consumers to hire non veterinarian professionals to provide those services, and it also would have put a number of people who were currently practicing out of business. So we kind of went to bat for that with the legislature and successfully put in place some regulations to help recognize animal massage as its own profession, so that now people have a pathway to practice legally. And that has kind of caught fire. There's a lot of other states now looking at legislation similar to what Washington's put in place, which ensures a really good standard of practice for consumers. So you can rely on good quality training when you hire an animal massage practitioner. And it's also led to the formation of a national certification body. So myself and some other program directors across the country, namely Amy Snow and Nancy Zadonis, who own Tallgrass Animal Acupressure, they were very, very integral in establishing the National Certification Board for Animal Acupressure and Massage. So now practitioners actually have a way to get national recognition for their training and for their practice, which has really helped to, kind of improve the acceptance of massage in the veterinarian realm and open a lot of doors for people to get positions where they can provide
services. Okay, so the question that's cruising through my mind at the moment is, all right, so say if, I'm young and want to start a career working with animals. Yeah, always young at heart. But if I'm someone starting out and wanting a career with animals and I'm drawn to massage and touching animals, can I just start feeling my way around and working on animals and set up a business? Or it sounds like now that's not legal. I mean, you have to have some education and certification. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like any other profession, especially because it's an animal healthcare profession. You want people to have some qualified training to understand the animal's anatomy and health concerns, common health concerns, because massage is going to be an effective tool in managing a lot of those age-related conditions or behavioral conditions. So, you want to know that the person working on your animal has some foundation in the sciences.
Suppose it would be very similar to doing human massage.
Absolutely.
You can't just put out a shingle and start working on humans.
And we
be
do
legal.
Have,
you need to have a license. Correct?
That's right. And we do have many states that are still unregulated. So there are many areas of the country where anybody can practice animal massage, read a book or take a weekend course. But then you have this huge range of quality of service, and it can be very hard for consumers to know what they're getting. If your animal's recovering from surgery, or you have an animal with really specialized skills like a service dog, then you want your practitioner to have some knowledge about what's going to help that animal best. I mean, massage in general is going to be beneficial, so even a mediocre massage feels better than no massage. But on the other hand, there's specialized techniques similar to the acutonics. In massage, we have acupressure and manual ligament therapies and myofascial release, lots of specialized techniques that really go that next step and provide a much higher level of service. So they do require a higher level of training. So I think it's a really good trend that the nation is starting to move in the direction, even though I'm not a big proponent of regulatory patterns, can be kind of a pro-con environment. But I do think it's nice that we finally have recognition for the profession. Consumers can rely on a certain standard, and also practitioners can get insurance and get, protection and recognition for their training.
All right. So let's go back with 2001. You got asked to do some classes, and you said you never thought it was going to be anything more than you just doing a class here and there.
That was supposed to be my side business, right? My practice was kind of my all-consuming pastime. And at that time, I also had another small business, a gourmet dog biscuit bakery. So I was pretty fractured doing a lot of different things. But the school just started gaining momentum, and pretty soon we had students contacting us from other states and other parts of the country wanting to know how they could get involved. And I found myself, referring them out to some of the other schools that I mentioned. And then I thought, well, this is silly. There's got to be a way that we can serve that market as well. And so, over the last 13 years, we've managed to create a blended learning program. So students can do a lot of our training online and then come for hands-on training. And the hands-on training is offered at 15 different locations around the world, mostly here in North America.
You started in kind of this east side the Seattle area. Didn't you start the school in like the Redmond, Issaquah type area?
Yeah, we were right here in Redmond, at our old campus. We partnered with Legacy Hunters and Jumpers.
That's why Legacy popped in. I mentioned that to you earlier.
Oh, yeah,
That's because it was popping because of you, not because of what
we were talking about. A long tradition, relationship with them, and still work with them on a number of things. But in 2011, we moved onto Vashon Island, onto a new 12-acre campus. And it's really blown the doors open on what we can do, because now not only do we have a lot of key relationships around the country, we go to places like Best Friends Animal Sanctuary and humane societies all over the country and other privately owned shelters and therapeutic riding facilities to offer our classes. So we have some great relationships around the globe. But having the new campus also is providing us the opportunity to offer a bunch of new shorter workshops for a broader audience. So now we have, you know, classes for pet owners, even if they're not looking to be involved in massage on a professional level. There's lots of workshops that they can take for enhancing their pet's health.
And that's what I talked about in promoting the show today, is that not only will we talk about how to make this a career and how you can get educated through all of that, but you also provide a lot of education and training for just, you know, us generic animal folks that want to help our own animals, that, you know, don't want to make a career out of it.
Right. That's the key, because some people think, well, you know, anybody can do massage, and other people think, well, you'd have to hire a professional. But really, the truth lies somewhere in between. And I compare it a lot of times to, you know, kind of like dental care. You're responsible for caring for your teeth, but from time to time, you need to go to a professional to get a thorough exam. And then when there's a problem, you have to go to the dentist. And and massage is kind of the same. I mean, people should be massaging their pets and their horses and on a regular basis, just like we like to rub each other's shoulders and backs. But once in a while, you do need to bring in the professionals so that they can get a better scope of what's going on and give you suggestions and really help your animals along. And then in situations where there is a real problem, then the veterinarian is going to help us, guide us in care and management. And massage is still going to be an important tool in that.
Yeah, it's amazing when we get more into the details, folks, about what massage and then all the other things that kind of get wrapped into that that word. Like you've heard her mention like ligament therapy and some of them. I mean, there's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
And the world of animal massage now and everything that's related has become expansive. And it really is very viable in terms of maintaining health and balance and well-being, or dealing with issues, and not just physical but behavioral and all kinds of stuff. So we will get into all of that. Right now we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and let's talk specifically about the Northwest School of Animal Massage, and if one wants to make it a career, you know, what does education look at these days, and how we go about doing all of that.
Sure.
So stay right where you are. More about a massage for our animal friends straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're spending the first couple hours of the show today with Lola Michelin, founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, and a week-old bride.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she wasn't married. I always thought she'd been with her partner as long as I've ever known her, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, we figured after 8 years, we made it past the 7-year itch, so it was time to make it official.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And since we all thought you were married, so you might as well do it anyway. Yeah. And
any excuse for a party.
Yeah, so we're celebrating that along with Lola, as well as her return to Animal World, because it's we're not quite sure how long it's been.
I know. I want to say it was last fall.
Yeah,
because we were wrapped up with the purchase of the new campus, and then the new year we had quite a bit of traveling in the new year. So I think we tried for a spring date earlier this year, but I was in Utah. So
yeah, I think that was it, because I know you were on shortly after you made the move to Vashon, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Right.
But things seemed to get kind of crazy for a while.
Yeah,
with all of that, but now it sounds like you're real settled in the new place, and things are growing and expanding, and it's just woohoo.
Yeah.
So tell us, describe Northwest School of Animal Massage today and what it's all about.
Well, the most exciting change has been the addition of the campus. It's a 12-acre campus. We teach all of our classes there, both small animal and large animal classes. But it's also given us the opportunity to offer a lot more workshops that we didn't have the capacity to do before. Mm. We have more animals on site, or access to animals to serve as models for the classes. So it gives us a lot more diversity than we had in the early years. So that's been really exciting. We still have the basic certification courses that we've always offered. So mm-hmm. our certification courses, if people are pursuing a professional career in animal massage, we have three levels of training. The foundation level gives them all the tools that they need to get started, anatomy, physiology, the massage theory and practice, first aid, some background in behavior. All of those things are required by the state, and it gets them going on the path. And then based on their experience in the foundation course, which is a 200-hour course, and it includes some distance learning or homeschooling, as well as the hands-on training that they'll come to campus for. After
Time out just a moment. So we're in the foundation. You said 200-hour program.
Yeah.
And you said it involves some homeschooling or distance learning with hands-on. Is that for everybody? Or is it such that if you live here in the greater Seattle area and wanted to go to Vashon to school, could you go to school physically through the whole thing? Or is it always a combination?
Yeah, currently the blended learning, that's been the best model for us.
Okay.
And it gives the nice thing about the blended learning, for some people, you know, online learning's a new element, so it might take, you know, some kind of getting used to. But
younger generation, that's what it's
easy
all
peasy,
about.
That's all they do. But actually, the way the materials are set up, it really suits all audiences. So regardless of your background, and regardless of your, you know, computer friendliness or not, the materials can support any learning. We have a distance learning instructor that's assigned to every new student. So you have somebody that you can communicate with when you have questions. They'll also be tracking your progress. And you'll have all your materials. So for some people, they enjoy the more online activities and they'll spend more time on the computer. But for those that prefer to do most of their study just through reading, they have the materials. They can do their reading and exercises off computer. The only thing they have to go online for is their quizzes. So it really suits a lot of different learning models. And the reason we found that it's more successful for our students than having everything classroom-based is that students can move through the theoretical material at their own pace. So, you know, if you're a vet tech and you have a lot of background and experience in first aid and anatomy, then you may not want to sit through hours of class while your classmates are learning that for the first time.
Right.
Or for someone like yourself who has tremendous background in behavior, that's going to be review. So you're able to focus on the areas in the distance learning that are important to you. But at the time that everybody arrives for the hands-on training, everybody's been exposed to the same information. So we've really found over time, because we did offer classroom-based training for a long time, and we found between the two programs, the graduates of the blended learning program are much better prepared for the workplace.
Cool.
They're more confident in their skills, and they're able to support each other as classmates better because everybody kind of comes in with the same set of information. Granted, different experiences and different level of comfort, but everybody's been exposed to the same information and they've been able to do it at their own pace. So some people will enroll in class and they'll be ready for the hands-on training in 6 to 8 weeks based on their background. Others might take up to 6 months to complete the distance learning, but there's no rush for them. They can take the time they want with the material. They're both going to walk into class the same day to get started on the hands-on training, feeling confident in the materials. So we found that to be really successful for our students.
Yeah, sounds excellent. So so if you're in this area, you know, then it's not a big deal to, you know, come to Vashon for the hands-on learning. But if you're out of the area, when you're doing the distance learning,
it's tremendous flexibility.
It's no big deal. You just do that. But then you have to arrange to come to this area or apparently one of the other locations around the globe to do that. So if you're in the greater Seattle area, I think you mentioned, I don't know if it was on air or off air, it really is not that big a deal to go to Vashon Island anymore.
They say it's 37 square miles surrounded by reality. So it is a bit of a step back in time when you go to Vashon, but it's only 20 minutes away. So it's a quick ferry ride from downtown, from West Seattle, or from Tacoma. So for people south of the city, there's a ferry out of Point Defiance. And and it's really quite magical. We hear from our students all the time, whether they're traveling from a distance or they're traveling from downtown, that, you know, 20 minutes on the ferry, it's like all the world's cares just kind of melt away. And by the time you arrive for class, you're fully immersed. And for the students that are coming from out of town, they were traveling to the area before, but it's almost easier for them to get, once they're on Vashon, the trip itself is easier. They don't even need a car. They stay at wonderful bed and breakfasts and lodging that we have available on the island, and they can just immerse themselves in the experience. So I think it's really added a richness to the program that we didn't expect or anticipate, but we get lots of great feedback from students, both local and distance students. But, you know, it's just that little hurdle of getting on the ferry and getting over.
So it really doesn't matter where you are on the planet. You can attend the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Absolutely.
Now, is the name the same in all the different locations?
It is. Yep.
So we can recognize you by the name. And and I assume that you have a website. Do you have a general website and then specific local website?
We do. No, it's a general website, nwsam.com. And people can go there to look at the catalog, and they can search for classes either by location. So if they want to go to a specific region of the country or a specific area, they can see what we're offering in those areas. They can also look by, you know, by interest. So whether they're looking to take professional courses or they just want to take a workshop, or maybe they want to do continuing education for current professionals, then they can look based on the modalities or the types of classes that we offer and search that way. So the course catalog is designed to kind of let people pick and choose based on either their timing or their location or their interest.
Okay, so we started with the first level is the foundation,
mm-hmm.
and you go through your basic training via the distance or homeschooling,
mm-hmm.
Getting your materials from the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like even if you were even in a situation where you didn't actually have a computer,
yeah,
you could
still,
like, go to the library and still do what you needed, and then you would just go into the library when you needed to do your quizzes because you could have the physical mm-hmm. material.
It's even easier than that. We actually send you all the materials, so you have your workbook and textbook. You could do all your reading materials offline at home, and the only thing that's required online is the quizzes. So there's other support tools available online, but really it does appeal to almost any learning style, so... Even if you don't have a computer, you can successfully complete the program.
Okay, so if we start out at the foundation level,
mm-hmm.
and we can find out all about that, you know, on the mm-hmm. website. But so it doesn't matter what time of year it is or what day it is, mm-hmm. you can sign up and get started.
Absolutely.
On the home study part of the program anytime.
That's right. Students are enrolling 365 days a year, and they can enroll online, by mail, or by phone.
And then you can take is if you enroll, so you enroll mm-hmm. in the foundation level.
Mm-hmm.
You said you can if you want to cruise through it quickly, you can go get through that basic learning level.
Yeah, it's 150 hours of home study. So 6 to 12 weeks is the average.
6 to 12 weeks is average.
So somebody with background is probably going to move through the materials 6 to 8 weeks if they're dedicating anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a week. If they need a little more time with the information, then, you know, 12 to 18 weeks is kind of the next average.
Is there a limit? Do you have to complete it in a certain amount of time?
Within 6 months, which
within
is a very
months.
Generous period of
okay.
time. And so. Even for those people who maybe, you know, life circumstances come up and prevent them from finishing in 6 months, there is an option to extend the enrollment as
okay.
needed.
All right. Well, so that's good.
Pretty flexible.
All right. So then once we're, you know, you've done the home study part of the mm-hmm. program, then you have to attend a hands-on.
Correct.
And tell us, what does that involve?
So the hands-on training is a 5-day intensive class, and that's where you're going to get all of your time working directly on the animals, watching demonstrations, being supervised by the instructors, and there's some additional classroom activities based on the materials that you've studied. So we do lots of lab work and play with bones and get to know the animals a little bit more intimately, and then lots of hands-on massage practice. At the end of that class, we do a proficiency exam, and then you get your certification. After the foundation course, that's when people get to really start to pick and choose their interests, because they can pursue a performance program, they can pursue a rehabilitation program, or they can start picking from our elective courses to kind of design a practice unique to them. So if somebody works specifically with agility dogs, then they're probably going to really want some of the performance-related techniques like trigger point therapy or stress point therapy, but they're also going to want some injury prevention and rehabilitation techniques to help their clients when they do have injuries.
Now, what about when the foundation level, when you're doing the home study program, are you being generally educated in all kinds of animals, or do you choose, I want dogs, I want cats, I want horses? Or
we have two tracks. So it's really similar to veterinarian practice. We have a small animal program and a large animal program.
Oh, okay.
So the small animal program addresses dogs, cats, and what we call pocket pets or companion animals. And the large animal program is modeled around horses primarily, but we also have lots of students who are studying livestock or exotic species. So we've had dairy farmers, llama and alpaca breeders. We've had goat farmers. So any of the fiber animals or production animals might be good candidates for massage as well.
Okay. So in theory, it sounds like you could get educated to deal with all kinds of animals.
And there's significant differences in the curriculum that make it worthwhile. I mean, when you think about just from a behavior standpoint, that alone, you know, dog behavior, predator behavior, completely different than an animal like a horse.
Totally
or
makes
a
sense.
Hoofstock.
Well, I'm sorry that I have to interrupt
no
you, but we're going to wrap up the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We'll turn it right around, get right back into our subject. Lola Michelin is here from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We'll find out where, you know, what will continue the process through the educational levels of becoming a professional, and we'll get into all the extra stuff that we do. And. And I want to know, of course, well, you could do the hands-on here at Vashon, but you could go all kinds of other places to do that as well, I think.
Absolutely.
So we'll find out all about that. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're talking animal massage right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.